This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Point of order, please. This is the DJV program, and now it is time for you to pay attention to what's going on in the world, if you please. Jennifer Horn is here with relevance. Victoria Keelan is here with involvement. Kara Schillen is here with brevity. You can put all those things together. We are, aren't we? This program is relevant. It has lots of involvement in what's going on in the world, a lot of human interest stories, sex, drugs, rock and roll. Now, I don't have too much of that. So you need to be tuned to us, DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria. And so Jennifer starts out the hour with some points of interest. The trending story that you have chosen for us is what? Jennifer?
Well, wine is trending, so wine. When wine trends, I must follow. I must follow. I'm like a moth to a flame. Apparently the wine in Napa Valley, French researchers have discovered that some Northern California wines bottled in and around Napa around 2011 when that disaster at the Fukushima nuclear power plant happened. Well, that was all the way in Japan, but the wine bottled in 2011 around that explosion contained radioactive particles from the accident. Wow. Kind of scary. Just goes to show you that nothing just disappears up into the air. The nuclear disaster was triggered by a 9.0 magnitude earthquake and subsequent tsunami. We all remember this. It was a huge story.
Yep.
And the aftermath of which was very widespread. Radioactive materials were released into the ocean and the air, with some reaching as far as the Pacific coast. For the study, researchers examined a series of vintage Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon wines from 2009 to 2012 to see if they could detect an increase in radioactive particles around the time the accident occurred. The method, which was developed by Philippe Hubert, one of the pharmacologists on the study, invented this to actually determine the authenticity of vintage wines. So the researchers used the same method to see what exactly was in it. And apparently, in the wine that was created in that year when it was vaporized, there were ash particles in the wine. Wow. So this is pretty, that kind of scary, I guess, and a good reminder that what you put in the soil always comes back. What is put into the air somehow finds its way into our food and into our bodies. Yeah. And it kind of blew my mind when I saw that Napa wine, it has these radioactive particles. And from a business perspective, makes me wonder what that vintage is going to do for the prices. Because
acid
typically,
rain. Remember all that?
Of course.
A lot of acid.
Is there
stuff in it?
I guess there aren't specific brands that they've named. It's probably just everything there.
Napa,
right?
Valley wines from that year, from 2011.
So what would be an example of some of the important Napa Valley wines? What brands, Jennifer, do we have that?
Well, there's some high end. There's high end. Now, this was just in one single varietal, so in Cabernet. But gosh, think about all of the great wines that come from the Napa Valley area. You have Silver Oak Cabernet, which is probably one of the most well-known, and about $100 plus a bottle. You have higher-end varietals, more than that, even in that area, some lower-end varietals as well. This is just, they don't name the makers of the wine, but if it's in one, you would imagine that it's probably in the multitude. Yeah.
And how can they say it's only one year, right? Because how do you get rid of radioactive particles?
I don't know, but 2011, they did test 2012, and 2011 was the year that stood out for that.
Hmm. Okay, well, that's good. So avoid 2011 wine.
Yeah.
California.
California wines, anyway. But you wonder how much that influences. It wouldn't just be here. What's in the atmosphere is going to affect everybody and everything all around the planet, because the air just goes around from west to east, and whatever's in the air, it gets deposited Yep. Who knows where?
Well, look at the fish. There was a. I know, Doug, you hate sushi, but sushi was a really big concern right after that accident. So there was a lot of restaurants, even all the way in New York, they weren't serving any tuna because that's tuna and deep sea fish really absorb mercury and radioactive particles and things like that. And so that really kind of changed the sushi industry for a while. I haven't had tuna sushi even since then. I don't believe that it goes away that quickly. I don't know.
Yakabunga.
It still freaks me out. Now I have to think about how much 2011 red wine I drank from Napa, though.
Aha! All right, so that's the update on wines. Interesting work this weekend down on the Border Patrol. The agents in Texas apprehended a Salvadorian national who attempted to exploit the asylum program by claiming he was afraid for his life. And it turned out he was an MS-13 gang member. Agents apprehended this fellow who made a claim of fear. Apparently that's how you can keep from being deported. I didn't know that. I'm afraid to go back because they'll kill me.
Well, apparently that only works for some people because there were multiple women who claimed asylum from people who were abusing them and all kinds of terrible stuff, and they had to go back.
So it doesn't work that. It doesn't work that well anymore, then, is what you're saying, Kara, under the circumstances.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a ton of MS-13 guys in Maryland around the Silver Spring area.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm glad.
Oh, I know. They're all over the big cities in the east. And I guess you have MSNBC, good dog.
We also have that.
Speaking of terrorists, MS-13 in Los Angeles, big time, right?
It's California. Huge.
Yeah, it really is. Oof. So here's something that I'm wondering if maybe there's an explanation of this somewhere. The United States is going to send to Ukraine $200 million to bolster their defenses. I thought there was just this meeting last week between all the members of the G7 or G8, whatever it is now. The president said, we can't be sending over money over here if you guys don't take care of yourselves. So what do we have as background here? We've given them $1 billion in the last couple of years because the Russians went in and annexed Crimea. This seems like a strange time for this, not only because of what the president said at the G7 and the NATO meeting, but because the meeting last week with Russian President Putin, and then this comes about. I don't. What am I missing here? Somebody want to fill in the blanks, or is that just what it is? Is there some? I don't. Why are we spending $200 million to? Why is that our problem?
It's a good question.
Crickets.
Yeah, I think it is a question.
Yeah, and so how do we just? Do we just? Who's got the power? Did the president signs off on this? Who comes up with a figure of $200 million? Where's the money come from? And who signs off on it and says, okay, let's send them $200 million? How does this, the pieces fit together here? This is pretty outrageous. I think we need to know the hows and the whys and the wherefores as taxpayers. Where's this money coming from? Do we have $200 million? We're going to borrow another $200 million on top of the trillions we have to bolster their defenses? That's not our problem. It's not our job. It's not our fight.
Is this something that was negotiated during? I don't know. Is this a Trump Putin thing? I'm scratching my head. I have no idea.
Because he would not want this.
So is this a result then of the Trump Putin meeting?
Maybe I know we don't like to talk politics on this program too often, but what the difference is between the previous administration, this administration, when it comes to Crimea, is that Obama received a lot of incoming insults because when Ukraine asked for help against Russia, he kind of sent human aid. He sent basically like blankets and, you know, stuff like that, right? He sent those types of supplies. When Trump came into office, he had heard that criticism, and I don't know if he was trying to make a statement, but a statement against Russia was made by sending and arming Ukraine so that they could defend themselves against Russia. So we armed them
Ukrainians are
initially.
Gonna defend themselves against the Russians?
Because they were coming in and taking pieces of Crimea. They were blowing down airliners. That was the problem. Remember that airliner that Russia shot down? That was, they're trying to even the playing field is what the
Crimeans. I still don't get why we would need to, and I get all that, but I don't understand why we would still need to give them $200 million. It just, I understand that we don't want Russia stepping out of line and we don't want them blowing
the
up
only
air,
reason
airplanes.
The
airplanes.
Wait a minute.
That,
hold on a second. The Russians annexed Crimea because it's like Cape Cod. It's like Southern California. It's where all of the big KGBers, all the big business people, all the big government people want to go on vacation. And
so?
That's the why they annexed
it. Yeah, but you can't let Russia go in and say, oh, well, I think
Poland
looks nice.
I'm not saying you can let them go
in,
but why is it our job? Why isn't the European? It's closer. It's Europe, for God's sakes. It's Eastern Europe. Why aren't they doing this?
And
why
are we the question?
And if we're having Putin to the White House soon, whenever that's going to happen, why isn't there a discussion of, look, if we're going to come to some sort of accord and we're going to agree on stuff, then you're going to stay out of Ukraine? Why
that was one of the items that they talked about when they met the first time, and that is probably one of the more higher priority things. In fact, when people were talking about, you know, election meddling and all of this, I said, you know, that's important, but that's probably number four on the list. Above it is what to do with Ukraine. Above that is what to do with Iran, and above that is what to do with Syria. And so there were many other issues, but it always kind of went back because of the coverage and because of the controversy around the election of Trump, that it always went back to meddling. And that was that's really the least of our worries. To have Russia try to hack people's emails is horrible. We need to up our cybersecurity game in this country, but what they're involved in world affairs is far more important to us long-term financially and for security more than anything else. So,
18 past the hour.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. The Ford Summer Sales Event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus 1,000 bonus cash on the 2018 EcoSport. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months and $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you... And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
When I hear this, I think of Coldplay for some reason or other. Do I hear a similarity in sound from Ed Sheeran and Coldplay? Yes.
A little bit.
Yeah, I do. DJV time is 24 after the hour. Music time with Jennifer and Victoria. Actually, Kara's a big fan of Ed Sheeran, I guess. Is everybody else a big fan of Ed Sheeran's?
I'm not a big fan, but I like him. Songs.
Like him.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
All right, so Sheeran reflected on his childhood and his musical development, creative challenges, and a new trailer for Apple Music Songwriter, which is a documentary about Sheeran, which is coming out the 28th of next month. Here he is visiting his old high school, showing a video of himself as a child playing various instruments, talking about how some of his teachers didn't get him when he was a child, and his first songs weren't very good.
This is the high school I went to. My music teacher at school was a guy called Mr. Hanley. There were a lot of teachers who didn't quite get it. I think Mr. Hanley never had a doubt.
And here's another one of those songs. Play the second cut there, Kara, will you?
When I first started writing songs, they were terrible. Tried to write like 2 or 3 songs a day for a while. Once all the bad songs had gone, the good songs started flowing.
So this documentary was filmed over 10 years as the filmmaker, I guess Sheeran's cousin, Murray Cummings, followed him around on tour and into the studios. So this trailer that's out now that's been released incorporates footage of a young Sheeran playing the cello, the bass, the guitar, the drums, and then it flashes forward to him meeting a critical early influence, his music teacher, about whom he was speaking there. The preview focuses primarily on the writing and recording of Sheeran's third LP, Divide that came out last year, incorporating footage of his regular collaborators. He says, quote, the album is the peak of my songwriting and musical ability. It might be that I never get this again. The last two albums were building up to something. This one, it definitely feels magical. In a statement about the documentary, songwriter Sheeran praised Cummings, his cousin, as brilliantly working hard and the DNA that goes into creating a song from start to finish. He's talking about songwriter, the song that's in this. Cummings said he decided to make something different with the project. I wasn't going to do show fame. I didn't want paparazzi, screaming fans, big stadiums. I didn't want to have sit down to do interviews because I don't want to tell the audience how something came to be. I just want to show them. Better to
that's
do that,
good,
don't
you think? Because so many yes. music documentaries show, like, screaming fans and paparazzi and people going, oh, I can't leave my hotel room.
I was going to say the same thing because I know, like, every other pop singer, like, One Direction and Justin Bieber and all these people who have had those same documentaries. Yeah, it's literally
it's
just,
all
like,
the fans
they're talking about the billions of girls screaming. And I'm sure Ed Sheeran gets stuff like that. But I think the most intriguing thing about him is his songwriting process and how.
If you went to one of his concerts, would you be one of the screaming girls?
Totally. Has been to.
I like to think that I scream at like a normal human level and not like the dog piercing screaming level because I'm just like a normal fan, not like, oh my God, marry me kind of fan. But you know.
Or is that, oh God, marry me?
Yeah, oh my God, marry me. Sorry if you couldn't hear. I didn't want to scream right into the mic.
They said yes.
Same thing with the Beatles, any group like that. 28 past the hour here on the DJV Experience. I found the love
to carry more than just. Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com. And stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor, with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today, pronounced regionally as chowda. Chowda. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump considering taking action against several former U.S. intelligence officials.
The president is exploring the mechanisms to remove security clearance because they've politicized and in some cases monetized their public service and security clearances.
That's White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders at yesterday's briefing.
President Trump's efforts to pull security clearances from several former intelligence chiefs, critical of his handling of his meeting with Russia's president, has the support of Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky.
Anyone who's calling basically the president treasonous, which would require the death penalty, is someone that is over the top and not showing the proper judgment to still have access to classified information.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
There's a report today that a group of Russian state-sponsored hackers have infiltrated electric utilities in the U.S., sometimes causing blackouts. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
After the hour, he said in a positive way, he being Doug, as in Doug Stefan, along with Jennifer, as in Jennifer Horn, and Victoria, as in Victoria Keelan. Victoria has the honors in trending news with an update right now.
Well, let's talk about some pet news, and this is a little bit scary. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is warning pet owners about a possible link between certain dog foods and canine heart disease. The FDA put out a statement following reports of canine dilated cardiomyopathy, DCM is what it's called, in dogs eating specific dog foods that contain peas, lentils, legume seeds, and potatoes as the major ingredient. Now, if you're a dog owner right now, you're probably freaking out because those are the main ingredients in almost every dog food right now.
Are these dry or canned foods? Is there a brand that goes with them?
Nope, it's all brands. It's not even a brand specific thing. It's an ingredient thing. And so if you have a dog that's on grain free food, then you'll notice most of the time in the cheaper dog foods that are grain free, the main ingredient is potatoes. Yeah. And so the strange thing about this is veterinarians are finding that the heart disease is occurring in breeds that typically don't have heart disease. So in breeds that are prone to it are larger breeds like Great Danes, Boxers, Newfoundlands, Irish Wolfhounds, St. Bernards, Dobermans, they kind of tend to have heart problems. However, they're now this DCM is popping up in medium and small breeds, American and English Cocker Spaniels especially, Golden and Labrador Retrievers, Whippets, Shih Tzus, Bulldogs, Miniature Schnauzers, and some of the mixed breeds, and they're saying the common link amongst all these problems is the dog food, and that they have been on at least 6 months or more, sometimes years, these dogs have been on this type of food. And it kind of, and I'm sure Warren Eckstein, our pet expert, will have comments on this too later this week, but it kind of shows you that dogs aren't supposed to eat potatoes. Dogs should be eating meat. And a lot of people who are vegan, and I have some friends who do this, and I've tried to call them out, a lot of my vegan friends have insisted that their dogs are vegan too. That's a bad move.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with the business. I'm very interested in making sure that my dog doesn't get a hold of anything that's bad for her. Mm-hmm. The life that was lived by Charlotte and Stefan, 15 years a bulldog, and she did not eat meat. She lived on kibbles. Well, not only. She got table stuff and ice cream.
Well, no, but meat is in the kibble.
No, it isn't. This was a vegetarian kibble from Flint River Ranch in California. Her sustenance, she had all kinds of supplements. She had the same supplements that I do, and I get the same supplements that I take to Daisy May. I think that probably in general, Victoria, what you've said is correct, but then there is the individual.
Well, it's the FDA report, but everybody has anecdotal evidence that's different.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
One of the things they found that all the dogs that have been diagnosed with DCM in this study, they all had a deficiency of taurine. So if your dog
is... T-A-U-R-I-N-E, taurine.
Yes. So if your dog is on a grain-free product, take a look at the ingredients and see if there's taurine supplementation in there. If not, you may want to talk to your vet about supplementing.
And I use Warren's...
It's always good to look at what your animal would normally eat in nature.
Like humans.
I read ingredients constantly.
Yes, look at the ingredients. Yeah.
A lot of people don't. They just see a label that says it looks like something holistic, and then they don't know what's in it.
Well, that's it. You see, that's how the very smart people that do the promotion for this stuff, they fool people with words.
Look at what Blue Buffalo does. Blue Buffalo has the best marketing campaign. It's the Santa Margarita of dog food. It's all marketing. It's junk food.
Right.
And
it's
when
awful.
You actually compare the ingredients in Blue Buffalo to some of the other brands, like my dogs are on Halo, it's unbelievable the junk that's in Blue Buffalo. It's all a farce. It's just marketing.
Well, they put it in a beautiful big bag. Looks pretty. And, oh, yeah, look at that. Looks like it's most of the stuff you buy in Petco or the regular big commercial pet stores, Purina, is all garbage.
All terrible.
It is not good. All those popular brands, and Warren would probably say the same thing if it wasn't that they advertise on this program. But, you know, it's like anything else. Victoria's so right. Look at the label. For Charlotte to live to be 15 was a miracle. Anybody I say that to, bulldogs just don't live that long. They live 8, 10 years. Maybe you can get 12 out of them if you're lucky. I hope for that with Daisy. Remember Daisy when I got her? Couldn't walk. And now she's sprinting around like a champion. But she's the first 2.5 years of her life, she lived in a cage. And who knows what toll that will take on her down the road. But at the moment, she's now living what can be considered a normal life. And she's I'm very careful about what I feed her. I give her the same standard process supplements that I take that are all food. So she has stuff that will counteract what you just suggested. You know, what do you need to have in your system? Well, and I give her Warren's Hugs and Kisses, which I'm happily endorsing. Hugs and Kisses is a line of pet vitamins, minerals put together. He's got two sets, one for cats and one for dogs. And you can go to hugsandkisses.com and order them there. See what the proprietary formula he put together himself. But it's all these same sort of food-based things that dogs need that they aren't getting. The need for this product comes about because most of the stuff you buy in the store, whether it's canned or whether it's in a bag, is crap. Your dog is much better served if you're eating vegetables, cooked vegetables, carrots, that sort of thing. Charlotte loved carrots. I always used to make a little stew of carrots. I actually spent more time preparing food for her than I did for myself. We put together stews and things, and they like the seasoning. It's just really much better for them. If you care about your dog, be careful about what you feed him.
And the other thing that should be mentioned, too, whatever you do, please look at the label and make sure none of the dog food or the ingredients come from China, because this is, I guarantee when they look more into this, this is going to be a link to China.
Yeah,
I guarantee it.
Right. Speaking of this sort of a problem with dogs, people having a lot of problems. There's a stat out today on people who have died from cirrhosis and liver cancer that apparently is rising dramatically in our country. In the last 20 years, annual cirrhosis deaths have increased by 65%. Last year, 34,174 people died of alcohol cirrhosis. And this is just in the 25 to 34 year age. This is really a pretty amazing statistic. That would be right where you are, Victoria. 10% annual increase every year for the past 6 years, the average in cirrhosis-related mortality among people who are in their 20s and 30s. Cirrhosis
scars the liver. Is this just from drinking too much?
This
is drunk brunch that's coming back to haunt us?
Alcohol consumption, apparently.
That doesn't seem right. That's crazy.
Has increased.
Yeah.
Cirrhosis can lead to liver cancer, liver failure, and that's the end of the line. You have no liver, you cannot live. So that's pretty, that's an amazing number. It's gone up that much. Wow. All right. So we've got everybody, that quieted everybody down.
Oh, yeah, right. Depressing. Depressing.
Yeah, right. Here's something that also is depressing. As long as we're into the depressing department, private safety inspectors say that they warned a company that owned this duck boat that capsized last week. 17 people died. The vessel had design flaws. Ever take a duck tour of the duck boats that were left over from World War II that have been rehabbed in various places around? The same company bought all of the old duck boats and rehabbed them. There are 17 in the fleet in Boston, and they
My
go in and out of the water.
My parents did the one in Boston. They loved it.
Yeah,
I've never done
Boston. It's fun. I did Boston and Seattle, I think. They're really fun. But I guess they had a warning for a long time, so now a bunch of the duck boats in other cities, like Chicago, have just pulled everything back, waiting to see if they can get a clearance. Did you happen to see the lady who survived and 9 of her family members died on the duck boat?
I saw that.
No.
Her husband and her kids, all of them. And the fact that she's able to talk or just, she must be in shock still. I don't know how you ever get over something like that.
She was trying to figure out why God let her live and just, ugh. Survivor's guilt and then being by yourself, it's just a tough situation.
In this circumstance, this is the kind of, these old boats that were in salt water are going to have problems. They were made, 80 years ago, most of these things? So they need to be, they can be rehabbed, they can be rebuilt, but you got to keep your eye on them in order for them, the pumps and that sort of thing, they normally have because consider if they sprung a leak, you got to out in wherever they would use them to get on shore. Normally, they were used to, they were in the amphibious service, and they'd come out on those big barges and they'd get to the shore and they'd run the duck boats onto the land. They have been, so this one company bought them all up, the ones that were left because the government has no more use for them. And then they rebuilt them. And now, because they started doing this, I think 2000, 2001, 2002, so they need to be done again. If they're in and out of the water over that much time, the water takes its toll. So that's again, common sense sort of thing. And now it takes something like this for people to realize that, yeah, they're a lot of fun, but you got to know who you're riding with. It's kind of like reading the ingredients on whatever it is you buy. You got to know what you're dealing with or with whom you are dealing. Words to the wise at 15 before the hour.
There's never been a better time to try our Sprint network. We have to find a way to tell everyone. Atlas is here to help.
Because now we have our new Unlimited Plus plan. It has Hulu and all the TV and movies you love. Tidal Premium, music streaming, 15 gigabytes mobile hotspot, and full HD. All on the network built for Unlimited at the best price.
Exactly. We need to shout this deal from the rooftops.
You got it.
Atlas, I didn't mean literally.
Sprint's new Unlimited Plus plan. Best deal ever.
Switch to Sprint's Unlimited Plus plan for just $42 per line. But hurry, for a limited time, it's now $22 per line when you bring or buy your own phones. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com/unlimited, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Price with $5 per month autopay discount. One Hulu limited commercials plan per Sprint account. Features differ. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Requires new lines subject to credit. $3 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. Most of us know we should use sunscreen when we head outside to protect exposed skin from getting sunburned. Dermatologists say you need a sun protection factor, or SPF, of at least 30. But most people don't know that skin covered by clothing can still get sunburned.
Natural clothing without sun protective factors will have an SPF of approximately 1 to 4, so it actually does not give you that much sun protection.
But Mayo Clinic dermatologist Dr. Don Davis says there are special types of clothing that will protect you.
Industry has now allowed the integration of a weave of microfibers into certain clothes that allow it to have a UPF, universal protection factor, that's equivalent to SPF of sunscreen.
UPF is calculated the same way SPF is.
So if you can spend 50 minutes outdoors with the piece of clothing before developing mild redness versus 10 minutes without, you would have a protective factor of 50 over 10, which is a UPF of 5.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company. Got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So, some of us already assume that cameras are everywhere. We've reached Orwellian levels of security surveillance. And unless you've signed onto a reality TV show, most people don't expect to be part of somebody else's entertainment. So the story from St. Louis today about a driver who works for both Uber and Lyft. His name is Jason Gargak. Story about him in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch this morning. Videos he's streaming on his own channel that he takes of people who are riding in his car. He's got $3,000 worth of equipment, and when people get into the car, he videos them and he posts it on. Mm-hmm. How do you? I don't even think that's legal, is it? Or if
you don't have
permission slip. He's what?
You'd probably have to tell them, wouldn't you?
Well, it's, apparently
that's
he wasn't.
Not legal.
He at first he asked riders for consent, and then he didn't, and now the stuff is coming. He's got 4,500 followers watching people in his Uber. Good God, get a life, you people! 10 before the hour.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Money, bed. All right, let's get to our weekly visit from Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. One of the questions from one of our listeners in New Jersey named Rose, Tommy.
Yep.
She has a deck that's 20 by 12, 6 years old. She says she's tired of having to stain it every year or two. Can I put a composite deck over it? Probably
yes.
Not over it, but you take the old stuff off and put the new on, which is better?
Right. Well, what you do, Rose, in that case is you remove the decking part, but you leave the frame. So
frame,
the frame is pressure treated. That's fine, right? You don't have to stain that. Staining the top deck was really just to stop it from sort of cracking and checking and getting all splintery. But you can remove that deck surface. So if it's 5/4 by 6 or 2 by 6, you can remove that and you can replace it with composite decking. I will tell you this, though, the composite deck is going to be much more flexible than the wood you have there now. So when you do remove it, make sure you sort of check that deck carefully for any floor joists that are warped or twisted, because if you put it back on top of that and it has like a sort of a high one, it's going to have like a hump in it or a dip or a sag, because the composite deck is just so flexible, it'll just follow any curve of that floor joist that's underneath it.
All right. So, this is the kind of thing, if you listen to the Money Pit that's on weekends all over the country, you'll get this information. Also, if you read the Money Pit's weekly newsletter, excuse me, Yeah, I'm all choked up that you're here, Tommy.
I know. Well, yes, thank you so much. I'll do it for you. It's the weekly
newsletter. Okay, help yourself, will you please? Save my voice.
Yeah, it's the weekly e-newsletter, and this week we have one of the most popular articles on the site featured, Doug. It's top 10 tips for a mold-free home. Folks are so worried about mold and toxic mold in the environment today, what they're breathing inside of their house. So we kind of walk you through step-by-step what you need to do to reduce mold in your own home.
All right, so check it out. Sign up for the newsletter at moneypit.com. More questions from you right after this.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
All right, let's get to our next listener. Jennifer has a new roof installed, or is in the process of that. Contractor suggesting a skylight called a sun tunnel to bring light down to my kitchen. These are fabulous.
And she wants to know if you should do this or put in a regular skylight. So what a sun tunnel is, I think it's a great idea. It's costly. And it's a tube, right? That's why it's called a tunnel.
Yep.
That is usually between 12 and 24 inches in diameter. And the inside of the tube is polished like a mirror. And you put in a light at the roof level, so you cut the hole, the round hole, you put in the light there, but then you connect the tube down through your attic and to your ceiling of, in this case, your kitchen. Now, by doing that, you don't have to build the light shaft that you would have to construct if it was a typical skylight, which is a lot more work, sheetrock and lumber and mess and paint. This thing can go in literally in an hour. You will have plenty of extra light from the sun in your kitchen. So I think it's a great idea. You can check them out online, I'm sure, if you want to learn more. But I really like sun tunnels.
All right, help Bob out quickly in Iowa, listening in the Des Moines station. Uh-huh. What do we do for the best garage floor?
Well, I mean, if you want to do it yourself today, it's two-part epoxy is really the way to go. But there's a lot of manufactured garage floors that are like vinyl tiles, but they're like hard vinyl tiles, Doug. They lock together.
Yeah.
And this way, if you get a little water that drips off your car, it kind of goes down below the tile and doesn't really cause a problem.
All right, there's the advice. Check the free Money Pit newsletter at moneypit.com. Tom Kreidler here on the DJV program, 59 past the hour.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.